I guess we have enough of everybody here to make quorum. Thank you for showing up. Today is April 10th. It's now 3:04, and my name is Ron Hernandez. I am the co-chair for this committee, and we'll do introductions. I'll call around Elaine.
Elaine, co-chair for membership for this meeting.
Ed. Ed.
I can't get off of mute.
Okay, we know you're here. Zachary.
Zachary Davenport, Council Co-Chair.
Robert.
Robert Arnold, Council Member.
Thank you. And we have staff to introduce yourselves.
Kira, Council Staff.
Pat, Council Staff.
Mark, Council Staff.
Okay, hi guys. All right, so we will. This is going to be a very short meeting, I'm assuming. So I'm going to try to make it under 10 minutes. So some of you will be happy with that. All right, so we'll look at.
Maybe a little bit longer than expected because we did get a last minute application that we can look at.
Okay. All right, that's good. So we'll discuss that now since we're going to review the draft agenda. We could probably add that in, Mark.
I think it's already been added by Kira.
Yeah.
Has it? Okay.
Yeah. Under review prospective member application. And I have that to share, to screen share with everyone.
Great. Are there any changes or additions, anyone? Okay. Seeing no objections, we'll go ahead and approve the agenda. We'll move on down to reviewing last month's minutes. Anyone see any changes?
That's good.
Any typos? Just kidding. Do you need to scroll up a little more, Kira, just to make sure everybody has a chance to peruse? Looks good to me. Okay. All right, so seeing that no one is objecting to us approving the minutes from last month, we'll go ahead and do that. And moving on to announcements. Anyone have an announcement?
I probably have a short little one, you guys. We finished having a Marin Care Council yesterday, and it looks like we're going to be going forward with June 4th. Of a community forum that's going to be coming up in June, just to let you guys know.
Thank you. Anyone else with an announcement? Anyone would like to speak for the public? Anyone here with the public? No, I see none. So we'll go ahead with the attendance reports. Kira, you could take over.
Yeah, so first up we have reviewing the prospective member application. And so that I can go ahead and share that, everyone. We're going to be reviewing Nikos Pecoraro's application. Can everyone see that?
Now I can, yeah.
Okay. So we have Nikos, who submitted an application. Their job title is HIV case manager, and they work at the UCSF Alliance Health Project. You can see they are genderqueer or gender/gender non-binary, use they, them pronouns, were diagnosed in 2015. This may be a little out of order. All right, they are Caucasian/white. They're willing to publicly disclose that they have HIV. And are able to represent the interests of health or hospital planning agencies. They also are employed at an agency that provides mental health services, substance abuse services, HIV care slash treatment and prevention services, as well as services for sexually transmitted diseases. They also work at the agency that is a provider of housing and or homeless services. Their agency also has HIV programs funded by federal sources other than Ryan White. They have experience and knowledge given their affiliation with union or labor interests, a provider of employment or training services, an organization providing harm reduction services. They can also represent the following communities: immigrants, people who inject drugs, substance users, gay slash bisexual slash other MSM, as well as trans populations. They did check that box that says that I am an HIV consumer of Ryan White services. They have previously sought out rent relief. In terms of providing a bio, Nikos wrote, I have worked professionally in the field of sex and drug user health for the past 5 years in the Bay Area in various capacities, from being the chapter organizer for a youth in recovery suborg to facilitating ample street outreach to providing rapid STI and phlebotomy testing services to serving as an HIV case manager, among other things. They've also served in a volunteer capacity as the HIV mobilization chair for the HIV Advocacy Network, in addition to interning as a program coordinator for Springboard Health Lab, helping facilitate the Chile and microgrants programs. They are interested in joining the council because they believe that their HIV diagnosis radically altered the course of their life, from their own lived experiences to educational pursuits to professional work. They feel that they can, that they have a valuable perspective to contribute. Where it says using, providing, or evaluating services for persons living with or at risk for HIV, they describe that they ensure slash enroll in health insurance coverage, establish medical home slash PCP. They are able to get appointments on calendars for labs slash initial visits. And benefits, SSI, SSDI, GA, PRC, etc. In terms of participation in community planning or health planning processes, their experience, they wrote that they have experience with something that they create treatment plans of care to use as a roadmap for their work. On a broader level, working closely with the Chile program, especially the micro grants, was a great opportunity to be involved in community slash something program planning. For their life experience, they are a person living with HIV and in long-term recovery from substance use, I believe, practicing various forms of targeted abstinence. Under other skills and expertise, they wrote, I have an MPH, a BFA in musical theater, and I believe that's musical theater, and a lot of work in the community level organizing something something. For describing any activity that they're currently engaged in related to HIV slash AIDS service providers or organizations, they wrote, I am a long-term HIV case manager at UCSF. All right, and then for their 2 to 3 references, they wrote down 2 names, the first one being Katie Faulkner, who is the chief of staff for the Springboard Health Lab, as well as Jesse Murphy, who folks might remember, who is an operations manager at UCSF AHP. All right, does anyone want me to go back to any part of this?
I'll also add that I was a mentor for Nikos within the Chile program.
Oh, So I gather we would this he would be or she would be or they would be affiliated.
Yes.
Under medical case management.
Probably mental health services.
No.
Maybe substance use as well. I'm not sure which area of funding is going to Alliance. I think both, actually, for Ryan White Part A. Yeah. It's, you know, UCSF Alliance is one of the big hitters in the field locally.
Anyone have a remark?
They sound like a great applicant to me. I would definitely support bringing them in for an interview.
I as well.
Same. I feel like I'm familiar with this person, but I can't like put my finger on it. But yeah, they sound great.
They were at the last council meeting, so they did fulfill that mandated sort of prerequisite. And they've been interested for a while. I think they became a little bit familiar with the council when they were my mentee, and this was like 3 years ago, so it wasn't very recent. It's just been sort of, they've been thinking about it, but they've been very busy with a job transition and then getting their MPH.
Okay, I think I know who you're speaking of, so yes.
So they are enthusiastic about joining, right?
Very interested. This we're one of the few people who sent me who are interested in joining the council who sent me a follow-up email that actually listed the things that they're particularly interested in during that meeting. And they did public comment as well.
Okay. I know them.
But I think this would be a very activated council member.
Okay.
So should we we approve? Well, what's the protocol?
Just ask if there's anyone opposed. You can do it by consensus.
Anyone opposed to interviewing this candidate next month?
No.
No. Okay.
I'll let Nikos know.
Oh, great.
And Kat, can you make sure to secure the... yeah, okay, thank you.
So it will be in person, folks, next month. Right, Mark? Thank you.
All right, moving on down that Councilmember attendance report. I do want to note that a notice of attendance was sent to both Juba Kalamka as well as Reina Hernandez. Unfortunately, they did miss their home committee this month. So that does necessitate us taking a next step, which is sending out a letter of probation to both of those council members that I just named.
Reina was, I think, a bit confused by why they received that letter of warning. They reached out to me, and I tried to explain as clearly as possible, like what the challenge was that we only accept except for people who are PLWH, which Reina is not. We only accept one excused absence per quarter. It didn't seem like, even though that's part of our orientation, you know, it didn't sound like Reina remembered that. And so I think that's where the confusion about like why am I getting this came from. So I hoped my email clarified that, but she has not responded to that email. I also did explain that, you know, there is a process and that this means that like if there's an absence beyond the quarter that, of challenges that might have led to a letter of warning, that the next step is a letter of probation, which bars you from voting. And so that was in my email response.
Would it be better to, you would like to have like me, either I or Ron reach out to her in a personal conversation or just to let her
if you'd like, you can. I think they are experiencing a lot of challenges right now.
Yeah, right.
So if you want to, I see no reason why you shouldn't. As long as you make sure to, of course, like adhere to like what the message we have to deliver. You know, I was pretty transparent actually, and mentioned that in the in the last quarter of last year, I don't know if you recall, but like we didn't put her in a in letter of warning or probation stages, I don't think, like, because we knew there's stuff going on, and so we went against our own policies and procedures. So I don't think like we should feel that we haven't been flexible and generous, but we can only do that for so long. Certainly it's come to the, co-chairs of the council's attention. So I just feel like, okay, we have to go back to our process.
I think that's why I asked, a co-chair of the full council or us as the members, chair
Yeah,
committee.
if you'd like, you should. And if you need their contact number, I don't have that handy, but I think Kat does.
So if you guys can send me, Rena's phone number through email or something. You guys can just reach out.
Likewise, can you send me that too, Kat?
Send that to both of you.
Yes,
Yeah,
I'll
thank
try to
you,
reach
Kat.
out to her.
Yeah, and obviously for privacy reasons, I'm not going into the reasons.
No,
This
yeah.
challenges
Right.
that there. That's up to her to share if she'd like.
All right. Moving on, we also have two current leaves of absences. So that is Elise Griffin and Nolly. And then that would be it for our council member attendance report. And then I can take the demographic information update. I have those as well. So I'll go ahead and share that. All right, so we did have two changes here to note. Our total membership count rose to 29 now that we have that Anna was accepted into the council. And so that did raise our number a little bit. You can see that kind of bolded towards the end of each section. I'll go ahead and share the more detailed one. All right. And so we did increase in the female number, but we haven't been below it. So that's a really good sign. Surprisingly, we are below in male council members because that's just reflective of the EMA total, which is 80%. So that is quite a bit, but we are almost at 70%. So not too far from that. And then down here, you can see total membership is up to 29. And then we have seven non-aligned consumers. And then we did have a total of 12 HIV positive members. Any questions about this one?
So it doesn't actually look like we're out of compliance for age 25, 44. So I'm not sure why that's
Right.
highlighted.
I'll fix that on the
I'm
next
just trying to
slide.
get the wins where we have them, you know?
All right. I'll go ahead and stop sharing.
Any new marks, anyone? Questions. All right, so we are done with that. Can I raise it? Is it okay? What's next in the docket? Oh, we're just going to discuss next month's meeting. I guess that's the end of the meeting. So next month would be the 8th, and that will be in person at 25 NS. Unless otherwise, if something happens, staff let us know. Okay. Anything else we want to discuss?
Oh,
No? Okay. So it wasn't the shortest meeting I expected it to be,
yeah.
sorry. But you guys have some extra time, so yeah. So
Anybody
enjoy
want to
the afternoon.
put anything or suggestions for it?
Yeah.
No, I think we discussed a lot about membership and what we're looking for. But I do like the way you approved that question about enthusiasm, just, you know, making sure that people are knowing what this council is all about and are excited and wanting to be a part of this. That's what's important, really. We should probably address that every time we do an interview with somebody, to really feel how enthusiastic they are about joining and they understand it. So,
Yeah, we like enthusiasm. Yes.
Yeah. Come on.
Love it.
Yes, there it is. There it is, Mark.
Look at JP.
It's not your job, but it's fun.
JP does not like loud voices. Sorry, JP. I know that was upsetting.
Where's JP?
One time I won't say it's a hangover. It's actually my shot.
Yeah. Bye, everyone. It was nice seeing you all.
Take care. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, I see you.
Have a good weekend.
I'll see some of you at Happen tomorrow.